This is in the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1858. And this is dated the 22nd day of El Tovshid Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 14th of Elul, in which you notify about the birth, about your birthday, on the 6th day of Tishrei, which is coming upon us, and you're asking, how should you organize your birthday? What you should do on your birthday? So the Rebbe says, for sure you'll take an aliyah for the Torah, and during the day, you should be mizbeided, meaning alone, on your own, you should reflect a certain amount of time as explained in the Hayom Yom of Yud-Alef Nisan. You should sit and reflect on by yourself. And during the hizbeidedus, that means alone, in your own self, you should reflect on the past year, and you should arouse yourself for good decision for the coming year that is coming upon you. And also you should give for tzedakah before the morning and the mincha prayer. If possible, you should put an effort to recite a Hasidic discourse in front of a large or small group, at least a small group, a large group or at least a small group. And the Rebbe says, all the above should be bliblitus, without showing off, you know, just do it in a modest way. Since you write in your letter that you have mistakes when you recite the chapters of Tanya, as explained in the letter of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in the Sefer Kitzurim LeTanya, that is the Torah Shebiktav, that is the written Torah of the teaching of Hasidus. The Tanya is the Torah Shebiktav, that's the written Torah of Hasidus. So you have to put an effort to fix those mistakes and to start immediately as you receive this letter, so that when your birthday comes around, at least a good portion of the mistakes will be fixed. You say it correctly. Also, but I mean, the Rebbe points out that because this is like the written Torah of Hasidus, it's important that every letter, every should be no mistakes. Just like in the Torah, in the written Torah, we can't have any mistakes, or else it's not a kosher Torah. So the Rebbe is saying this is the Torah of Shebiktav, of the written Torah of Hasidus, so you have to make sure there's no mistakes there. The Rebbe says you end your letter that for various reasons you start to daven on Shabbos almost at 2 o'clock, for various reasons. The Rebbe says that's not good. This is not proper, this that I hear at all, because you should not make such kind of a conduct a set standard. It's different. It's self-understood that it's different. If you start very early and you end at a late time, or you start to begin with at 2 o'clock. If you started, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning and you daven until 2, that's one thing. But it's a difference if you start at 2 o'clock. And the Rebbe says, why don't you consult with the elders of the Anash in your place? They will give you instructions how to fix, so you should not need to shorten your preparations that is necessary for davening and the matters of davening itself. But in any event, the Rebbe says, don't start davening after midday. This that you write, the Rebbe says, that your reflections isn't of any value, you don't give yourself the credit. So the Rebbe says, self-understood, that this is not fitting at all and you should not say so. Because you are reflecting in matters of Torah Selekim Chaim, the Torah of our living God, of Hasidus, that have been passed along to us through our holy leaders, whose words are living and existing for eternity. In the end of the thing, Sof Kol Sof, in the end, they will impact their impact. They will do their work, whether it's in this incarnation or in another incarnation. As explained in the Rosh Dvarim, the headlines that I gave before the Talmidim of by Hanukkah, that in another reincarnation doesn't mean that you have to leave this world and be born again. Another incarnation could mean, even in this life, if you change from one extreme to the other extreme, that's a reincarnation. You're reinventing yourself. You have the ability to reincarnate yourself, to reinvent yourself, and this is called another Gilgul. And therefore, God forbid, the Rebbe says, to negate these matters by nothing, doing nothing. Just because you don't see their impact in an open way, you're going to say you're not going to reflect anymore. And the Rebbe said it's also self-understood that this is not contradictory to what is explained in many places about the lack of value of the one who reflects. It means to say that a person shouldn't give himself credit or think of himself that you are great. So here we're saying that you are able to, but how do we reconcile that with that we know that a person should not think of himself that they are on a higher level? Because he says, because the greatness in these reflections is not come from your power and the strength of your hand, as explained in Kuntri Sumayin and in many places. For sure, the Rebbe says, you have a set time to learn Chassidus, both in a quick way, Ligirsa, and also in an intense way. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure it's extra to remind you about keeping the three shiurim, which are equal to all people, all souls, that is instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and that's Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya is known. And for the new year, the Rebbe blesses him, express the blessing, a sweet, a good year, Gashmis and Ruchmis. So here, this student is asking the Rebbe about how he should conduct his birthday. So first, the Rebbe tells him an aliyah, to give tzedakah before Shacharis and Mincha, and also to try to recite a mimer in front of a large or small group at least. And since that is considered to be, the Rebbe says, since you write in your letter that you're making mistakes in the recitation of Tanya, so the Rebbe says, which is, since the Tanya is the Torah Shebiksav, the written Torah Chassidus, so the Rebbe says you have to make immediately start fixing those mistakes, so that in time for your birthday, at least a section will be corrected. And the Rebbe does not approve of his starting to daven at 2 o'clock on Shabbos afternoon. It takes him all the preparation. The Rebbe says, no later than Chatzos. And the Rebbe says, there's a big difference if you start early and you go till then, or that's when you start. So how do you do it? How do you get all your preparation in time? The Rebbe said, consult the older Hasidim in your place, and they will advise you, but don't start davening after midday. And the fact that he writes to the Rebbe that his meditation, reflection in Hasidic teaching doesn't accomplish much, the Rebbe says, no, that's not a proper thought, because when you reflect on the words that have been passed along from our teachers, from our leaders, the Rebbes, at the end they will accomplish, whether immediately or in another reincarnation, but it means when you turn yourself around, you will be affected by them. So the Rebbe says, don't just negate it and say, no, this isn't working, just because you don't see it. And the Rebbe says, yes, it will work. Do it. Continue. And the Rebbe says that you still have to feel your humility and don't think of yourself in a big, but it's not your strength. The reflection that impacts you comes from Hashem, comes from the Rebbe's, and therefore you don't get the credit, you don't take yourself the credit, so therefore go ahead and do it. And the Rebbe reminds him about the three shiurim, and the Rebbe blesses him for the new year.